Good evening. I'm going to call the June 25th, 2012 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. And the first thing on the agenda is a real pleasure, and that is we're going to recognize a former commissioner, Kenzie Singleton, for her service. Kenzie, would you come up? Well, you can come up here if you want. Or you can stay there. It's all right. I just feel kind of bad, you know. Let me see if I can. Kenzie, we appreciate your service to your community. And for your service, we have a couple of items for you. This is a certificate of appreciation signed by the mayor and Mike Gaughan, the chair of the county commission, thanking you for your service as a member of the Planning Commission. It's not an easy job. It's a time-demanding job, and we very much appreciate all your efforts. So I'm going to give you this certificate, and there's a gift for you to recognize your service.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to say that the most important thing is that Kenzie is the mother of Agnes. So. We very much appreciate your service and everything you've done for your community.
Thank you very much. You guys have fun.
Thank you, Kenzie. Okay. Next thing we have are committee reports. Are there any committees that have any reports this evening?
I'd be happy to mention that we had the MPO had our meeting this past week. We just reviewed some of the projects. We did updates on them, and we had a few action items, but none of them was really a gigantic one. We approved the minutes, and we talked about competitive CPG funding requests and talked about amendment number one for the 2012 Unified Planning Work Program. So it was a meeting that was under an hour and productive, and so that's my report.
Okay. Any others? I'll let you know the Agritourism Committee probably didn't technically meet, except part of us met to work on language in response to questions raised by the County Commission. And I'm pleased to say that as of last, what day was it, Mary? Thursday? I think Thursday or Friday, I'm losing track of my days. We had a very productive meeting, and I think we'll be able to get language to the County Commission here shortly on the agritourism text amendment. Anything else as far as committees? Okay, how about communications? Communications from the public, Scott?
It's been posted, sir.
Okay, anything from staff? Planning commissioners or other commissioners?
Additional.
Okay, any actions of waiver requests or determinations by the city engineer?
No.
Okay, disclosure of ex parte communications. Does anyone have an ex parte communication to disclose this evening? That's very rare. Very good. How about declaration of abstentions? Does anyone need to abstain from any items this evening?
I might abstain from the vote for chairman.
That's fair enough. And the next thing we need to consider is the election of officers for 2012-2013. And I think the first thing I'll do is accept nominations for chair for the coming year. Yes, Commissioner Cole.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Lease as chair for this upcoming year.
Is there a second to that nomination? Any other nominations? Seeing none, all those in favor of Commissioner Lease as chair for the coming year, raise your hand. There's none opposed, I can tell. So congratulations, Chairman Lease.
Thank you.
The next item will be for election of vice chair.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would like to nominate Brian Culver for vice chair for this next year.
That one I want a second.
All right, and we have a motion, a nomination and a second for Commissioner Culver for vice chair. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, all those in favor of Commissioner Culver as vice chair for the coming year, raise your hand. And you are unanimously elected. Now it is my pleasure to hand the gavel to our new chairman, Commissioner Lease, and wish you the very best of luck, Commissioner Lease.
Is that what it takes?
That and a little work.
Well, I'll take yours and raise you one. Here's a little gift from all of us.
Ah.
And it says, Rick Hurd.
All right.
Planning Commission Chair, 2011-2012.
Very good.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Welcome
it.
Welcome to you. All right. Good deal.
If you get out of line, I have this. You know.
I'm always out of line.
Yeah.
All right. It's a pleasure to do this. I look forward to a good and fun year. I welcome our new commissioner. Glad you could join us. Look forward to working with you and everyone else. I like your glasses. New glasses? Yeah. See? Okay. We have work to do. Let's start with the public hearing item number one, the variance for Midwest Health Edition. Staff report first, please.
Good evening, I'm Mary Miller, a current planner. This item is a variance from the right-of-way requirement in section 20-810E5 for right-of-way for principal arterials to be 150 feet. This variance is associated with MS 121011, which is a minor subdivision for Midwest Health Edition number 2. The subject property is located in the west portion of Lawrence near the intersection of Wakarusa Drive and Harvard Road. It's just south of the Wakarusa 6th Street intersection. This is the minor subdivision. It's just being provided for context. As you can see, the north portion is developed, the southern portion is not, and they're dividing the property into two lots in order to receive HUD financing. The variance is concerned with the right-of-way along Wakarusa Drive on the west side of the property. This shows the development pattern along Wakarusa Drive. The frontage on Wakarusa is completely developed from 6th Street to Bob Billings Parkway, and the right-of-way is a uniform 100 feet in this area. We talked to the city engineer to see if he had any opposition to the variance that the applicant requested, and he said the city does intend to reconstruct Wakarusa Drive in the future, but it should be able to be kept within the 100 feet right-of-way, with the exception of the intersection of Wakarusa and Harvard, where there's a triangular piece needed for intersection improvements. And you measure this triangle by going 50 feet south of the northwest property corner on Wakarusa and 25 feet east on Harvard. So as the prop area is fully developed and future improvements to Wakarusa can be conducted within the existing right-of-way with the exception of the corner, staff recommends approval of the variance with the exception as recommended by the city engineer.
Mr. Chairman, I would move for approval of the variance of the right-of-way requirement for Wakarusa Drive with the exception noted in the staff report.
Second? Second, Commissioner Blazer. Any further discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. And that is unanimous. You can can move on. Item number two, I guess staff is Sandy on this one, and it's IG to GPI, 12.4 acres on 138 Alabama Street.
Good evening, Sandy Day. This item is actually one that is very similar to what you considered the same property but a different zoning district just a couple months ago. The subject property is located within the Pinckney neighborhood, and the hospital is located to the south and west of this property. And the intent is to provide property for the Burt Nash facility that would be a community mental health facility. And then with that project would be a number of different uses for which we worked through a recent text amendment. The original request was for a hospital district, and as we moved through additional discussions following the Planning Commission but before the City Commission, the applicant and staff in the hospital came to the conclusion that a different zoning district following the text amendment really was more appropriate for this request. So that is what you're seeing in this application this evening. Land uses include a number of different public facilities, and this would expand that district reflective of the intended use in the future. We have a number of residential uses in this area. There is no specific development proposal at this time, though we do have kind of a concept of what is anticipated for this facility. Staff's recommendation is for approval from the IG to the GPI district and forwarding it to the City Commission for approval.
Thank you very much. The applicant or representative of the applicant is here or not?
I don't believe so.
All right, then let's open it up to public comment. It is a public hearing item. Anybody here to talk about this item? This is pretty easy work.
They all know we're here tonight, but I think for the most part, this is really the second time Burt Nash would have had a hearing in a process. And the first one was successful, and we did our updates to the code. Now we're back at this for sort of a second round.
So I will therefore close the public hearing and turn it to the commissioners, my fellow commissioners. Any comments or motions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I would move for approval of a request to rezoning approximately 12.4 acres adjacent right-of-way from IG to GPI, located at 138 Alabama Street, based on the findings presented in the staff report, and forward it to the City Commission with a recommendation for approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second it.
Second by Commissioner Hurd. Any discussion on the motion? Or second. All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. And that's unanimous. Thank you. Now, item three is associated with 4A and 4B. So what we're talking about doing is having staff present it all, and then we can go to the applicant and then to the public hearing.
All right, Commissioners, Dan Warner with the Planning Office. I'm going to talk to you first about CPA 4-3-12. This is a comprehensive plan amendment that proposes to amend Horizon 2020 Chapter 6 to revise the western boundary of the existing commercial center at West 6 and Wakarusa, and also to amend the area plan for West 6 and Wakarusa Drive. Related to this request was a rezoning for 650 Congressional Drive from RMO to CN2. And also a special use permit for a office retail building with a drive-through. Sandy will present those two items. The reason we're doing the CPA is because the requested zoning and special use permit don't comply entirely with comprehensive plan policy. So we're proposing to amend Chapter 6, first of all, by changing the existing commercial area description here, that second paragraph, to say almost completely developed. This would be the southern half of the intersection, and that the development should not expand beyond Congressional Drive to the west. Currently says the existing commercially zoned property, which, if you can see the outline of the blue, this blue line here is basically the boundary of the commercial zoning in the middle of that parking lot. And then amending the area plan, a couple figures in there to note that the southeast corner would be commercial. And then also revising the table that's on page 19 that talks about all the different approved commercial retail square footage in that particular commercial node, which is 444,600 gross square feet. Adding a few paragraphs to page 19 also to sort of explain these updates so when somebody comes along later they know what happened. Have a real quick conversation about Horizon 2020 Chapter 6. The general thrust of Chapter 6 is that commercial development should happen in a nodal pattern versus a strip pattern. This image here shows the strip commercial development of Iowa Street and 23rd Street. You can see how the commercial uses are stripped out along the length of both of those streets versus a nodal development pattern, which puts the development on a corner. In this instance, this is the northwest corner of Castle and Clinton Parkway, nice little commercial node. It doesn't have the commercial zoning on these other roads. And this proposal generally complies with the nodal development idea in that the subject property is immediately adjacent to the existing commercial center. The subject property shares a parking lot, also shares access from Congressional Drive, and the subject property is east of Congressional Drive. So if we put Congressional Drive as the boundary, as it is on the north side of 6th Street, then it is tucked in there into the existing node. There's five key points in your staff report. It's really four and five that I'll talk about quickly. It basically says that Congressional Drive is to be the western boundary of this commercial center and that it should be the hard boundary. There shouldn't be any more commercial development west of Congressional Drive. Staff recommends approval of the CPA and recommends forwarding that approval to the City Commission and also, if appropriate, approve and sign PCR 1213. And do you have any, well, we'll let Sandy go.
We'll have Sandy come up and do 4A and 4B.
So the next two items are related to the comprehensive plan amendment with a specific development proposal. One is to rezone the base zoning of that property to allow expanded uses, and then also the special use permit to address the proposed drive-through uses that are associated with the request. Highlighting again, the property that we are referring to is on the corner here of Congressional Drive and West 6th. This property actually has a number of improvements on it already. It's serving as overflow parking to this commercial center here. It has two driveways. The southern driveway provides vehicular access for truck movements, and then the parking and more vehicular movements on the northern access drive. There is also a large detention pond on this site that was developed in an anticipation of development of this property. There were a couple of site plans that were considered several years ago. This was the original access option, and that was the only thing it was going to be initially. However, before 6th Street was constructed, this access was much closer. And as we went through that project, the access actually got moved back. And then this was an office building that was anticipated for the site, although never constructed. And then you can see the edge of the existing commercial structure where I think it's Famous Dave's now is the one of the end tenants there. And really what we're wanting to show you in the next couple of slides for the zoning is the relationship of this property to its surrounding context, to the surrounding neighborhood. This, as Dan noted, is a developed intersection. We have one undeveloped parcel to the west of Congressional Drive that is carrying that multifamily residential zoning district. And then staff's recommendation is for the CN2 district as it's providing a transition away from 6th Street and into the neighborhood, so you're lessening the intensity of uses. The specific development request deals with a series of existing uses. This is kind of the access configuration that we see today in the built condition. With the revised condition, if this project is approved. The two access driveways do not change, and it's really this piece of the circulation that changes a little bit from its current developed condition. The heart of this request is that we have a number of uses that are allowed in the CN2 district, although they happen to have a drive-through element to them. The most of that circulation is at the north end of that site. The two end cap uses are the two that would have, this would be a food service related, a coffee shop, and then the bank use that would have those two drive-through elements to it. We did have a traffic study provided for this site to look at and examine a number of the intersections, both the public street and the driveway access points. The Mary's request with the plat acquired a little bit of additional right-of-way with that for the future signalization of that intersection. If projects come forward on this side or the city has to acquire additional right-of-way for Wakarusa and Harvard, that would be separate from this particular request. There were no identified intersection improvements that were required as a result of this project. Staff's recommendation is for approval. There were a number of conditions that were associated with the project. We do not have building elevations. We have just a very generic concept at this point in time, although we've heard that the applicant is interested in doing something that's kind of reflective of some of the Bauer Farm elements as a transition. The downstream sanitary sewer analysis, the DSSA, we actually did receive today, and that's being reviewed. And staff's recommendation is for approval of the special use permit as well.
Applicant, applicants who have representatives of applicants who have been on the Planning Commission get 2 minutes.
I was going to say, there's three items. I get 30 minutes. So,
what's your name?
Go ahead and start.
Make sure you state your name.
Brad Finkeldye, on behalf of Adam Williams and Williams Management. I've always wanted to be one of those that said, we agree with staff. Obviously, we think Dan and Sandy did a good job on this application, and we don't have any issues with their analysis. We obviously think, as Dan pointed out, the comprehensive amendment makes sense. It's an extension of what's there now. It blocks it on Congressional Way, and so we're only adding the 10,000 square feet, and we think it makes sense with the plan, and we ask you to support that comprehensive plan amendment. As far as the design itself, as you can tell, there's four tenants. We have three of the tenants lined up, and one we're in serious negotiations with. I think representatives of some of the tenants are here today showing their support and hoping this happens. You know, in this current environment, you don't build a lot of spec buildings anymore. You build buildings that you have tenants for. And we have tenants, we have local tenants, we have locally owned businesses looking for a place to move, and this provides them the place. And Mr. Williams is willing to build them this location and get them in and get them operating in conditions that work for them. So we certainly hope you support that. We can answer any questions. Mr. Williams is here to answer any questions. Dan Ammon did all the construction work, if you have any questions about, you know, traffic studies or drive-thrus or any of those specific questions, we can answer those as well. But we'd request your support on all three items.
Thank you very much. We'll hold off on questions from the commission until we hear from the public. This is actually a public hearing. What we'd like to do, I thought I'd do a tally of the number of actual letters we got, and it was 30. They all said the same thing. So I'll remind the public that we really appreciate and invite and look forward to public input. We ask only one thing, and that's that you don't repeat anything that was said by the person before you. So if you're here for public comment, please feel free to comment.
Mr. Chairman, I would just note for the record that you're opening up all three items for a public hearing, so feel free to speak on any one of them. The commission will take separate motions at the time, but you're hearing testimony on all three items.
Right, we're going to hear testimony on all three items. Please do not repeat anything that was said before. And if you're an individual, you get 3 minutes. If you represent a group, you get 5 minutes. How many people are here to speak on this one? That's it. Okay. I'll open public hearing, close public hearing, and turn it up here to my fellow commissioners. Please do.
Only because I forgot to say this. I do think it's important. We did hold a public meeting and invited the neighbors. We held that a couple Thursdays ago at Famous Dave's. And we did have two residents show up who live a little further down Congressional. One person came, and he just wanted to get some information and was supportive of it. The second lady who came in and initially said she was opposed to any new retail. And then when we described who the tenants are and the local tenants and the tenants in the area and tenants who need bigger spaces than what they're doing now or different spaces, she, I'd say she came around, what do you think, Adam, 90%? She said, I'll go home and think about it, but I feel much better about this project. And those are the only two comments we received.
Very good. Thank you. With that, I will turn it back to our commission. Commissioner Van Auken.
I have a couple of questions. Probably for Sandy. Can you tell me, I never quite understood what the western boundary is now. Is it in the parking lot?
The western boundary of?
Well, you're talking about pushing it to Congressional Drive.
Right. It ends at that property line today. So it essentially excludes that piece of ground.
Oh, it's on the east side of it?
Yes. This is Congressional Drive here. This is Wakarusa, and so we are talking about everything that is between Wakarusa and Congressional Drive. Dan's recommendation in the comprehensive plan is that Congressional Drive is essentially the line. So commercial requests to the west of Congressional Drive would not be compliant with that text amendment.
Penny, the blue outline is the subject property, though. That's the rezoning from RMO to CN2. The node, the commercial node, would extend from Congressional then over past Wakarusa.
I guess my question is, right now that node extends just to the east side of the subject property?
Yes.
Okay. And my second question was, they talked about car stacking in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Could you use your little cars and show us how that works?
Maybe.
Because it said that it did not interfere with...
Right. The development code requires that there be 4 stacking spaces for each window or pickup. So you have a pickup window here and you have an order window here. And these little images are very small compared to relative what a car vehicle length would be. So we can get about 4 or 5 vehicles stacked in this space. We can't get 8 in this space. So any stacking is going to overlap into some of the access aisle here. But you have maneuverability around this site, even if there is a vehicle stacked here. So just for fun, there you go. So, I was lucky to get that done. So that is a deviation from the code that is part of this SUP, is to the reduction in the stacking. If there were an issue of stacking on this side where it was stacking out into the street, that would be inhibiting the vehicular traffic flow on the public street, and that would not be something we would recommend.
Thank you.
Other questions, comments? All right. So we're up here at the commission level, so that means we need either more discussion or a motion. Commissioner Blazer.
I move for approval of this comprehensive plan amendment to Horizon 2020 Chapter 6 Commercial Land Use to revise the western boundary of the existing commercial area West 6th Street and Wakarusa Drive, and to amend the area plan for the intersection area of West 6th Street and Wakarusa Drive, and forwarding this to the City Commission for approval.
To remind the everybody, we are looking at just item number 3 now. So that was a motion for the comprehensive plan amendment, and I need a second.
Second.
Commissioner Culver?
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to make a quick comment about this. I think this, to me, looks very much like the kind of infill project that would be helpful to our city. In my reviewing this, I think setting congressional as the boundary makes perfect sense. It's consistent with what's adjacent to it. I do want to say for the record that there is that vacant part to the west of congressional, and I want to make sure that I, for the record, indicate that I would not be in favor of extending retail to the west of congressional. And I also wanted to comment that I think that the communications received are important, despite the fact that it's obviously a form letter everybody signed. The participation was pretty impressive, and we really do appreciate that.
Thank you for that comment. Other comments before we vote? All right. All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? It's unanimous. We need a... Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that the chairman sign and approve and sign commission, Planning Commission Resolution PCR 12-TRIP013.
You calling football player?
A motion to have that signed. Seconded by Commissioner Culver. Vice Chair Culver. Discussion? All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. Unanimous. Thank you. All right. We need a motion for item 4A. Rezoning. You were beaten by Commissioner Van Auken.
I move that we approve the request to rezone approximately 2.42 acres from RMO to CN2, located at 650 Congressional Drive, based on the findings presented in the staff report, and forwarding it to the City Commission with recommendation for approval.
Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hurd. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. It's unanimous. Thank you. All right. We have one motion left on this staff presentation. 4B, would you like to continue that work? Strong work?
Yes. I recommend, I move to approve the office retail building with a drive-through for a heating and drinking establishment used at 650 Congressional Drive, and forwarding the request to the City Commission with the recommendation of approval, subject to the following conditions: to be completed prior to release of the site plan associated with this special use permit for building permits.
And that's
I'm
1 through 4.
Sure that quite said what I wanted it to say.
Pretty close.
I'm moving to approve a special use permit.
That's great. With those Right, with those following conditions, correct? 1 through 4. That's a motion, seconded by Commissioner Blazer. Any further discussion? All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you. I want to ask, how many people were here for this part of our meeting? Could you raise your hand? On behalf of our commission, I want to thank the young people who came to our meeting today and their parents for exposing them to these kinds of important government functions. We always enjoy seeing your faces, so please come back and visit us again.
We have a world champion with us today from this weekend. I want to, Jimmy, come up here and introduce her.
World champion.
She needs to be recognized for her work.
Well, thank you for letting me talk.
We got more than one.
We got a couple, actually. Enzo, come up, please. We have Dr. Forrester here. Dr. Drew Forrester, one world champion in Little Rock, Arkansas this weekend in the 50 to 59 ring.
Thanks a lot, sir.
second and third degree black belt. She walked through the competition and brought the gold back to Lawrence, Kansas. So I think she should be recognized for that. And then Enzo, he won his division in the first degree ring, 8 and under. He won first place and brought gold. We had some other students compete in the color belt ring, black belt ring, and win. So I just thought they all should be recognized. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Again, thank you for coming. All right, we'll give them a chance to file out. The next item, 5A, is part of a package of 1, 2, 3, 4, and it is a non-public hearing item, but we'll hear it all together. Staff will present it all, and then we will we'll get comments and input from the entire audience, probably. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, first up is the annexation. This property is located adjacent to the city limits on the east side of its property and on the south side. It is also located in the urban growth area of the city of Lawrence. We actually received a conditional use permit request for this property, and as we moved through the review, there were a number of items that came up that were identified by staff, and we approached the applicant about proceeding with an application that was reflective of the proximity to the city limits and the fact that it was in the urban growth area, and the applicant came forward with those series of applications. We've been working through that. We've tried to move in a responsive manner through this, so there are a couple of pieces of the development package we do not have, such as final building elevations, and we'll kind of cover that. But the annexation is a voluntary request for the 12.29 acres along North 3rd Street. Staff's recommendation is for approval of that annexation. There is one condition, and that relates to the fees payment required for Rural Water District, and the Rural Water District has been notified of this annexation request. I think they were quite pleased that it was that request coming to the city rather than to them based on comments through the review process. We also have a rezoning request that would establish the base zoning for this property. Today it has an I-2 or a county industrial zoning district. This is part of an industrial corridor today. The proposed request would rezone this base property to IG. The property actually is encumbered by floodplain. We've tried to highlight here what is floodway. So the river, there is the levee, there is the railroad tracks, and then I think it's Maple Creek in this area, which catches just the very northern corner of that property as floodway. The balance of the property has quite a bit of floodplain or fringe area, and so that is the FP designation or the overlay standards that are associated with the base zoning district. And staff's recommendation is for approval of that zoning district, and there were no restrictions on uses recommended with that. Next up is the special use permit, and this really is addressing the use of the property, and because it's a long, narrow piece, we've tipped it just to be able to show the entire property. There is a site plan in your packet. We've tried to highlight a few things. These are some of the open space areas that would result from this project. The northern half to little better than a third of the site would be open space, and the applicant is proposing to have a detention pond area to really address some of the smaller storms that could be inundated in this area. But those areas would be prohibited from having exterior storage stockpiled in those areas. The applicant's operation, as they've described it to us, is somewhat of a transfer station, gathering their product and then moving it to some of their larger facilities, I think in Kansas City. They have a new building. They would be demoing the existing structures out there with the exception of one small building that will remain with a new building for their processing, and then a large concrete pad site that would provide them a couple of uses on that pad site. There would be the exterior storage. There would be some of the maneuverability for the trucks coming in and around the site, as well as some of their movable equipment that they're using in that processing operation. Some of the key issues that came up through the conditional use permit and continued to be concerns identified throughout the staff report, and that had to do with the gateway along 3rd Street and how you go about screening the exterior storage area of this project. This is the corridor today, just a couple of quick images of that taken from Google. So a lot of these buildings are going to be removed, and I think it's this building that will stay. There are some existing trees in that corner that appear that they're going to be retained, and then some of the vegetation up on this portion of the property would also be retained. Things that are located along this portion of the property line would be disturbed to accommodate that detention pond. This is also a public street, so we are gathering right-of-way for that, and street trees would be applicable as well. This was a concept that was provided for the applicant to help articulate what the uses and activities are, although we do have some conditions that reflect how this area is going to be used as well as how it's going to be screened. Because the property is located within the floodplain, there is a local floodplain development permit that is required that staff is processing. That's an administrative application and review. So you do not have to act on that, but we're just making you aware of that application in process as well. It's reflected as a condition of approval. This is a rendering the applicant provided that shows a berm and wall or fence along the corridor, and this would be a primary screening that would be provided for this site. It would be about a 3-foot berm with, I think we've been talking about a 10-foot fence. That's the primary screening, but also the treatment along the corridor. The planting schedule and the types of plants and the arrangement of those are reflective of a couple of existing public improvements along the North 2nd Street corridor where this is kind of mirrored that planting schedule. This is an image of BCNR. This particular property was planted presumably in accordance with the development code. At the time, these haven't matured a whole lot. The applicant, in response to that gateway concern, as we continue to talk about it, you have a number of conditions or subconditions for condition number 9 for the landscaping, predominantly planting of larger materials initially, and some additional notation. The applicant provided a revised plan this afternoon, and those conditions on condition number 9 have actually all been met. Condition number 7 in the staff report are a number of notes that were required to be added per the stormwater engineer review. Those notes have actually also been added as well. So conditions 9 and 7 actually have been fully addressed at this point. Although this stormwater engineer was not available to look at that revision late this afternoon. So you'll take my word for that, hopefully. Condition number six, and I really want to point this out, is going back to the need to provide additional information on that exterior storage area. We've been talking with the applicant, how they're going to use that one large pad site, how that's going to be screened, but also the floodplain regulations and how you deal with containerizing that space as well. So there are a few little pieces yet to work out. There is also a requirement in the development code that addresses the maximum height of exterior storage that talks about it not exceeding 10 feet, and that is the code requirement today. So to conclude on the storage piece, we are more than 15 feet away from the public street. We would have a berm and a fence that would primarily meet that requirement for screening, although we may need to do some additional things here based on the information we get back from the applicant on how this area is used, but also any elevation changes that may result with the finalization of the floodplain development permit. Staff's recommendation was for approval, and I don't think I updated that particular heading. The last item related to this particular application packet is the preliminary plat. The preliminary plat creates one lot, one industrial lot, and then we also have a couple of dedications associated with public right-of-way and with easement. And like the very first item, there is a variance associated with this item addressing what a principal arterial is, and we've tried to put forth a number of exhibits in your staff report. I think this one should be in there. The width of the right-of-way on this particular segment of the corridor really varies pretty considerably from 87 feet, now this is just right-of-way, at the south end of this up to 184 feet right at that notch out. The applicant's response to the requirement of the additional right-of-way, because the actual construction of that street is actually offset a little bit, larger portion of the highway is constructed toward them, smaller pieces constructed toward the property to the east. Their total dedication, the 55 feet of existing right-of-way, 5 feet of proposed right-of-way to 60 feet of total right-of-way, and then an additional 15 feet of pedestrian and utility easement brings us to that 75 feet. They're proposing to demo the site, but they are retaining that one structure. As you continue to move that right-of-way forward, you continue to reduce the compliance of that existing building with the required setbacks of the district. The other variance associated with this particular project is the construction of the sidewalk. And I know this doesn't read as well as I had hoped that it would, but this is the only piece of sidewalk we have along this corridor until you get much further to the south. This is not a high pedestrian corridor at this time. You have the parallel shared use path along the levee, and then we don't really have a lot of good destinations or pedestrian refuge along this segment, so it is a reasonable request, and staff believes that supports the request in terms of the recommendation for the sidewalk variance, with the caveat that the applicant execute an agreement not to protest the formation of a benefit district. We may do that sidewalk improvement at some time in the future. Staff's recommendation was for approval of both of the variances and then approval of the preliminary plat subject to the conditions in the staff report. You can choose to leave 9 and 7 in there if you like. For your information, we believe those have been addressed at this point. We'd also like to point out, with the changes in the subdivision regulation, your action tonight is approval of the preliminary plat. So the plat does not have to go on to the City Commission.
Thank you very much. And I assume that you are applicants and representatives.
C. L. Maurer with Land Plan Engineering, and I also have Chester Jones. He's with the owner of the Advantage Metals. And we're here more just to answer any questions. I mean, we've been working with staff now for about 2 months trying to make sure we get all our ducks in a row before we come here. So we're just here, I mean, something that doesn't make sense to you or anything like that, we're here to answer those questions.
Terrific. Very good. So with that in mind, we're supposed to move to the public hearing. I officially open and close it. If you'd be more comfortable sitting, that's fine. You can stand. We will open it up to us, and I'm sure we'll have questions or comments to you, whatever's more comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Have a seat. Great. All right. I open up commission discussion, motions, etc.
Mr. Chairman, I have
a question. Yes, sir.
Probably more a question of staff, since we've had two different items dealing with right-of-way tonight. This affects it a little bit. So we have a policy since 96 in the city for the primary arterials, generally to have 125-foot easement, right? And we modified that tonight in regards to Walker, that small segment on Wakarusa, by removing the requirement as they go forward. We took 50 feet off that, right? But the objective for primary arterials is 125 or 150 foot.
150. Yeah, 150. And it's essentially what we deal with a lot. And when a new arterial is planned and platted, that's typically what we get. On the subjects that you're seeing tonight are existing development. And so what we do in that situation is there's a request made to vary from that. We meet with our city engineer and the public works department to discuss and explore whether there will be any improvements in the foreseeable future, and if there are, or even in the unforeseeable future, could improvements go in existing right-of-way. And oftentimes it's a benefit to do a little bit more right away and then an easement for pedestrian use. It helps sometimes with setbacks on the private side, the private property. But in any event, we always will recommend to you the amount of new right of way, the additional half street right away and or easement that's necessary to accommodate the traveling public. Sometimes that's the full half 75 foot half width. Sometimes it's a combination of right of way and easement. Sometimes it's we don't need anything. It's ample. We can vary from it wholly.
And I'm very new and very naive, but have encountered a situation in my past where over granting of reductions of easements cost a city a lot of money, as they had to go back and reacquire that right away for transportation improvements. So seeing the particular location of this particular parcel, seeing it's right now, it's just two lane. It doesn't have a center lane, right? It just has two lane. But foreseeably, if a lot of development goes on North Lawrence, South Lawrence, should it have a two lane plus a center lane? Anyway, my point is, are we granting too much of a reduction of the right of way in this that would prevent development which could occur within the next 20 years on that stretch of state highway, not
right?
Which I see is a lot more important than
right.
City arterial.
Typically, the intersections are the critical piece in terms of having enough right of way for all of those maximum improvements. This particular intersection has a lot of right of way. As we move further to the south, we did have that conversation with KDOT in terms of do we have enough right-of-way, and between the city engineer and KDOT, we believe that we do.
Okay, so this is run by KDOT, and KDOT says?
Yes, anytime we have a project that is on a highway, KDOT is involved. Many times if we have a side street up to something that's within 300 feet of the highway on those side streets, KDOT is involved in that review, and we have a very close relationship at the staff level, so we have those conversations very regularly.
That's just my question.
Yeah.
Commissioner Culver.
I had a question, and I'm referencing a portion of the report at page bottom of 119, top of 120, and it says that a portion of the site is contaminated with several chemicals associated with long-term use as metal sales and recycling. And it says that, you know, some of it had been capped with aggregate and that a portion will be further capped by concrete. Does that, and it does say that staff recommends the addition of a condition related to the KDHD concern. Is that part of part 7 in the conditions? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was addressed.
Again, that is something that having those additional notations, the city stormwater engineer has been very closely involved with that and how we're working with the floodplain. The applicant could explain in more detail the requirements of KDHE as it relates to this site, and it's that southern piece of that property that is the subject of the contamination.
I just wanted to make sure that it was being addressed within the conditions there. So,
okay. Commissioner Blazer.
I have a question for staff, and it may not be just from my own information, basically, but what would start a benefit district for the sidewalks? What's the procedure for that? As you know, we also granted this to the south, and then when they put the new bridge over the interstate, they supposedly left enough room for a sidewalk underneath 70, so that it could be extended all the way out.
I'll take a stab. I think it's based on need, identified need in the area.
By whom?
It would typically by the city, probably transportation planning or another project in the area that would be more of a pedestrian, have a more of a pedestrian demand. I mean, I think that this use is essentially auto related. The BCNR storage is semi truck related. There was recognition that this was on the edge of the city and didn't have a destination past it. But at any time, the city would be the one to call forward the benefit district, and then we would have the documentation there that they would participate or not be able to protest it.
And I want to add to that, some of that may come also with a future waterline extension. We have waterline on the west side, and to serve this property, it's going to tap across the highway. Yeah, I'm sorry. East side. From there, the fire department fire prevention would very much like to see waterline extended on both sides. The city does not have immediate plans to do that at this time. Waterline extension on the west side of the highway, so along this property's east property line, we would probably be looking at doing sidewalk improvement at that same time so that we're getting sidewalk and so we're making one disturbance of that area. So that would also be an opportunity when that may come up.
To add that the commission knows that we don't take this particular waiver lightly at all. In fact, there's only been this one in BCR that I know of that has had the sidewalk waiver, but not a complete it's been more of a deferral than a complete variance from it at all. It's come with the intention to get it at some point when demand reflects it.
Yes, sir.
Two other quick questions. Aged trees and fence, so forth, on the north part not be replaced? You indicated that there would be some left there.
For the piece along the north property line, where it abuts that segment of County Road, I suspect that the existing vegetation there is probably going to be disturbed, and it either is going to be removed or it may not survive the proposed improvements for the tension pond. For pieces along that north segment that are along North 3rd Street, especially as you're a little bit past that detention, those trees will probably be retained. They'll probably be okay.
Okay, I'd like, just because that's a gateway, I'd like to see that cleaned up. is not very, you know, eye appealing along there on the north end of that of the property from the part that they're going to use on north.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would personally prefer that would be all cleaned up and a proper fence and so forth put in there. And the existing building that's going to stay, will that be rehabbed? It looks like it's about to fall down.
Yes.
Thank you.
Other comments, questions, commissioners?
I have a couple of just questions. Just because I'm very familiar with that area, drive past it often, just curious about number of employees, number of trucks, how it'll affect traffic. Turning there can be hazardous if people don't see traffic and if they don't pay close attention. I'm not thinking there's a problem there. I'm just wondering how, if there'll be enough employees to really increase the flow, if there'll be enough trucks to really increase the flow. So I'm sure attention's been paid to that. I'm eager to hear.
Yeah. Again, there was a traffic study that was done. We looked at trying to push the main access drive a little bit further south, but there were a number of problems with that. For the internal circulation of the site, KDOT has been following this project as well in terms of the access management. I think there are some improvements with the actual driveway coming into the property, and then there would be also a secondary driveway for emergency purposes only at the south end. And then also with this project, you're extending the curb line, so you're having a much cleaner piece of right-of-way than you have today. So those are all improvements associated with this project. I don't recall off the top of my head the traffic numbers, but I think the applicant could probably address those questions for you.
Did you want to address the questions about employees and trucks and
six to seven employees during the day, and then somewhere between 20 and 30 trucks, and that all depends on delivery, on, you know, how much recycling you're going to do, and then semi-wise, what, twice a week maybe?
Yeah, maybe if two trucks a day, I'd be happy.
So I mean, we're not talking about a huge amount of traffic, and like she was saying, you know, right now it's one big long curb cut there, and when there used to be a radiator shop and when it was everything else, mm-hmm. there, anybody could drive anywhere they wanted to, willy-nilly. That's going to all weigh into two curb cuts. So,
like that won't. This won't be something that will be accessible to consumers or people who are buying and selling scrap, right? It's just going to be a kind of a storage and loading and.
No, we would encourage the community to bring in aluminum cans.
Oh, it will be that. Okay.
That's where the building itself is for aluminum cans and your coppers and stuff like that. Your larger pad back in the back where that large concrete, that's for larger scrap iron and that type of stuff. So that's what that, and if you're unloading that on concrete, not gravel and whatever else you put on there. It's a little bit different operation.
Thank you very much.
Any other commissioners?
Question along the same line though. Will this also be a heavily used car rehab? In other words, a junkyard?
No.
Like the cars brought in and?
Cars can be brought in, but they're usually, what did you say, four or five?
We don't run an automobile salvage business where you're selling parts and you've got 100 cars laid out and people come in and get. We don't do that. By the time they get to us, all we do is drain the fluids, remove the CFCs, crush them, and ship them off to a shredder in Kansas City. So the fewer we have on site, the better.
This is strictly scrap iron. This isn't reselling of
no parts. I understand it's scrap iron, but the point you were talking about was just a bad example in Lawrence of not doing all those things that are supposed to be done for the environment,
right.
And so that's why it's a question of how much will you be doing that, and
the quicker he gets his product to Kansas City, the better off he is for making money. Sitting in the yard doesn't help him in it.
Right. And our parent company is Nucor Steel. They're the largest steel maker in the United States. And they are extremely environmentally conscious and concerned. We have in our own internal environmental people who come out and audit every facility in our system at least twice a year. and the parent company of Advantage Metals has been in the scrap recycling business for 125 years, and you know we wouldn't be around nationwide if we were cutting corners and doing the wrong thing. Our internal controls on that kind of thing are stricter than what the government standards are. And so we do those things. We recover the CFCs out of the cars, and when we take out the antifreeze and the gasoline and the oil from the motor blocks and the differentials. So we do all that before. So we process that on site, and then you know, we retain the fluids and they're recycled as well. And so it's not. I understand. I've read some things about maybe some different people in town, and that's not the way we run our operations.
Thank you.
Commissioners, any other questions, motions? We do want to address them in order. And there are four, so. Commissioner Hurd.
I'll make a motion to approve the annexation of approximately 12.29 acres located at 1783 East 1450 Road for the Lawrence Recycle Center, and to forward that to the City Commission for approval.
Subject to payment of rural.
I'm going to say based upon the findings of fact in the staff report and subject to the conditions set forth in the staff report.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Commissioner Culver? Any further conversations, discussions, questions, et cetera, before we vote?
Well, I will vote for all of this, but it's kind of a, you know, I had to think about it. After I drove past there, I'd like to vote for it just to clean it up and make it presentable. And since it is the gateway to the city, and I hopefully they'll make it a great gateway, because we're certainly going to expand in that area at some point. So if for no other reason, I'll vote for all of these.
Other comments? We encourage our commissioners to mention, discuss, explain your vote prior to voting so that the recommendation that goes on and goes forward can be better understood based on your comments. So, yes, Commissioner Van Auken.
I just have a quick question that just occurred to me when he was talking about squishing the cars. Is noise an issue with this project? I don't remember reading anything in the packet about it. Sandy?
I would assume that there would be noise associated with the use. It's proposed for an IG district where you would expect those kinds of activities or uses commensurate with pretty typical business hours would be the expectation. It is an industrial corridor. You have the train tracks right behind it. You have a major intersection of the highway. It's kind of a busy, noisy place already. So there are a number of businesses surrounding that area. So we had two calls, I think, during the entire review process. And that was one question was, you know, tell me more about what's being requested. And the other one was, you know, are they going to put up a nice fence along the highway? Those were the only comments we had.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Commissioner Josserand, did I say it right?
You did. I'm going to vote these to approve these also. My biggest concern about the whole project really is the gateway issue. I've lived in the town long enough to know that gateway aspects of that whole highway have been huge. The city has invested millions of dollars trying to improve the street. I know planning staff has been involved in issues for years trying to improve that streetway, and I'm entrusting the staff to put sufficient conditions and work with the applicant in a way to make us proud, because I think the gateway issue is a big one to me, but I will be voting to approve these.
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Lees.
You're so welcome.
I noticed that Ted Boyle's not here to speak on behalf of the NLIA. And did you, was there any mention from them, any concerns on your part? Did you get a phone call? It just seems like this is something he'd be on top of trumpeting in support of North Lawrence.
He may have been one of my early phone calls when it was a conditional use permit. Mm-hmm. It was a county application, just asking, you know, what is this? So that was it.
I can only assume that Mr. Boyle has vetted this information thoroughly and that this falls under his favor. So since he's not here to say otherwise.
Thank you, Commissioner Belt. Any other comments? Actually, I'll comment briefly. I will vote in favor of all aspects of this plan. My business is a neighbor to your business, and we're always delighted for improvements in our neighborhood. May I suggest that if your new sign gets chopped up by the state, your new signs, that you give these guys a call. I went by to look at the property, and there were no signs, and there certainly is no address post right there because there's no building to put it on. So I found out that their signs were all chopped up by the state lawnmower or whoever chopped it up. So I understand that you'll put up a sign between now, if it's not already up, and when. Terrific. Greatly appreciated. All right. So do I hear a motion?
You have a motion on the annexation.
Oh, we haven't voted. That's right. On the annexation, can I see a show of hands for all who vote for the...
Do we get a second already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Now we can move on to 5B, the rezoning. Up for grabs. Motion, even discussion. Thank you.
I'll make the motion.
Yes, sir.
I move for approval of the request to rezone 12.29 acres from I-2 Light Industrial to IGFP, General Industrial Floodplain Overlay District, based on the findings of fact presented in the staff report. And were there any conditions on that one? I didn't think so. Hmm. And forwarding it to the City Commission with a recommendation for approval.
That's a motion. Seconded. Thank you very much. Britt, she said who was that?
Oh, it was I.
It was he himself. All right, any discussion? Show of hands for all in favor, please. And that too is unanimous. All right, moving right along, we're moving to the SUP, special use permit. Any discussion or motion, please?
I can keep going if you'd like.
You're doing so well.
Mr. Chairman, I would move for approval of the special use permit for a scrap and salvage operation located at 1783 East 1450 Road, based upon the findings presented in the body of the staff report and subject to the conditions set forth in the staff report. And I'm specifically including 7 and 9, although I understand they may have already been satisfied.
All right, motion. Any seconds? Second by Commissioner Blazer. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. And that is unanimous. Thank you very much. We are on the item 5D preliminary plat, last item of our meeting.
Let me keep going.
Please do. You're doing so well.
Okay, I'm going to roll. Mr. Chairman, I would move for approval of the preliminary plat for a one-lot industrial subdivision for Lawrence Recycle Edition, and including the variance from the right-of-way and sidewalk requirements located at 1783 East 1450 Road. Do we need to take a vote on each of the variances?
I anticipate unanimous voting, so I think how you've moved is...
Then I would include the variances set forth in the staff report. And This is for our approval, isn't forwarding it. So the motion is for approval of the preliminary plat based upon the findings in the staff report and with the variances set forth in the staff report.
Very good.
That was a little clumsy, but I think I got it out.
And he cleaned it up.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
I need a second here.
Second.
All right, Commissioner Blazer. Any discussion on that? Motion and second. All right, all in favor, please raise your hand. Again, unanimous. That's it for the scheduled meeting. Now we move to, thank you very much, gentlemen. We wish you best in your activities and
make
efforts.
Us proud.
Make us proud. Miscellaneous, new or old business. We do have an upcoming important orientation, but if there's no other business, we'll just remind everyone of the dates, etc. Any other business? All right. We have one more commissioner we haven't met yet, Commissioner Blamer. And Commissioner Jossarand, I want to welcome you again. You did a fine job tonight. Probably the first commissioner to ask questions and make comments.
I wanted to ask one of the first items. I should have, but thank you. It's an honor to serve in this group. And the only reason I considered joining it was really the admiration I have for the members, having seen them work in the past. You're all pretty level-headed and good intents, and you've got great staff. So it ought to be easy because there's never any hard decisions.
It's always fun. It always ends before 8, and we always really enjoy the heck out of each other.
You should have made you chairman a long time ago.
Yeah. That's right. Should have what?
Made you chairman a long time ago.
Yeah.
Schedule. What
screening idea on that last, in terms of the screen? Maybe just a big long line of sailboats.
I love that idea. I vote for that.
Paid for.
We are going to get to see each other's sparkling faces on July 13th.
Friday the 13th
is one person who I know won't be there. Did you say? Very sad. We'll be thinking about you. I look forward to seeing all of you and our other new commissioner.
What time do we start that morning?
5 a.m.
I
think. Green eggs and ham will be served at 8:30. All right. With that, meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Officer.
Session.
Thank
you. First time with.